Hi, welcome back to Shower Thoughts with Helen. All right, today I'm with Maya Hager. Would you please like to introduce yourself?
Oh, okay. Hi, my name is Maya. I know Helen through being at school with her in Shanghai for a long time, I think, like elementary through middle school.
Right.
And then now I'm here in the U.S. in sunny California, doing my thing, going to school. So yeah.
Hey.
Is that a good intro? I don't know.
It's fine.
All right.
Yeah. For the listeners, it's really early in the morning for Maya, and it's really late at night for me. Try to make this work.
We do what we can.
All right, so we're going to talk about confidence in general, like gaining confidence. So are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be. I've had my coffee.
All right, jumping right in. Okay, so the first one would be, what are some things that you are most proud of achieving in your life?
I think one thing that I'm most proud of is, like, I try really hard at things that I do. Like, I understand the value of hard work. And that's not something that I was kind of like born with. That's something that I've had to learn, because I'm sure you remember I was not the best student.
Wait, you weren't?
No, I mean, like, I wasn't, like, you know, your guys's level. Like,
I wasn't the best either. So.
You were fine. You were fine. But after I moved, I didn't really like have anything. So I was like, I gotta study and I gotta be good. So kind of, I learned like the ability to just have a good work ethic, I guess, and like push through even when things are really tough. And that was tested during my like junior year of high school. And I'm just glad that I got that over with, and I'm proud of myself for that. So
yeah. Wait, what exactly happened in your junior year of high school?
Okay, so the school that I went to, Canyon Crest Academy, we were really, really, like, anal, I guess, about schoolwork. We were, like, I think we were, like, number one public school in California or something like that.
Holy crap.
Damn. Yeah, and all the kids were like, oh, I'm going to go to, like, Harvard Medical School and be an anesthesiologist and that kind of thing. Yeah, and I was, you know, I was never really into those kinds of things. I managed to, like, stay on top of stuff. Like, I managed to get good grades and everything. But my junior year, I was taking my ACTs, and I was also doing my AP classes. And for that school, taking like, I don't know, like six APs was considered not enough, like for the kind of like top students. So I was taking eight.
Oh my God.
And we had a four class schedule. So all of my classes were AP classes for that semester. God.
So tough.
Yeah, plus I had like sports and like other extracurriculars that I was doing, and I just realized, like, oh my God, this is terrible. I can't do this. Like, this is just so frustrating. And I like just didn't know how to deal with that. Like, didn't know how to like deal with wanting to do like art, but then also being in this super academic environment. So yeah, like I had to kind of be like, okay, like I gotta get this done, but I also know, like, in the future, you know, like, this is not what I want to do, but it's okay if I work hard now and just get through it now, because everything's gonna be okay. I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. So you didn't know you would pursue art from like the very beginning, or?
I didn't want to, because I'm very like type A. I'm very goal oriented, and you know, it doesn't like mesh well with being a creative, like doing something creative.
Yeah, I see your point.
Because there's so much uncertainty, you know? Like, I was like, what am I gonna do? Like, I want to achieve something in life, right? But if I'm doing art, like, that's you know, like, I don't want to go to galleries. I don't want to do that shit. Like, that's not fun. So I was just, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. And yeah, like, it took a lot of time to kind of like reconcile and doing the wrong things for me to be like, oh, okay, I guess I'm stuck with this, but it's fine.
Hey, learning from mistakes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool, man.
Thank you.
So yeah, I mean, for me, I think, I don't know, I couldn't think of anything, to be honest. The most proud thing, I guess, like, I don't know, this podcast, for example.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
I know it's not a big thing, but I feel like, because I did get a lot of compliments from people around me saying, oh, this is cool, and that might not mean a lot, but you know, it just encouraged me a lot throughout my like quarantine days, because I was so bored and I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, all my friends would do part-time jobs and they would be somehow productive while I was just sitting there doing nothing. So I was like, oh, I feel like I should be doing something. And you know, YouTube, I think that's a little bit like too big of a step for me, because and my life is already so boring, like there's not much to show that too. So I was like, oh, like, what should I do? And like, yeah, but I think podcast, I'm very proud as of now.
I mean, when I heard, like, when I heard you were doing this, I was like, oh my god, this is like so cool. I was so excited for you. I thought it was like, it's a huge step, it's a really big thing, and I was just like,
I mean, thank you.
Oh my gosh, can't believe you're doing this, that's awesome.
Yeah, I remember you DM'd me and I was like, oh my god, this is so sweet.
Wait, was it the first time like we DM'd each other after like god knows how many years?
I think it's so. Like this, like, no, there was something before that, I think, but
it was like, hi, it's me. And you're like, oh,
hi. Yeah, that's funny.
Now I sound creepy on podcast. It's
fine. You're fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, so I guess that's that. Should we just move on? We have a lot to.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so next one would be, which challenges have you faced but gotten through?
So definitely,
there's so many challenges in life.
Yeah, there are. I think definitely, like, what I just talked about, the challenge of like kind of like figuring out who you are. That was such a big thing to me. It wasn't just like academically, like what I want to do in school and then also in life, but all like kind of identity, like that's a big thing for me. I mean, I'm half white and half Asian, and in China, like, I had a very, like, that was very clearly like, oh, you're mixed, like, you know.
Yeah,
like, I mean, that was who I am,
so we can't really do anything about it.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was just very natural in China, but then here there's so many other like mixed kids, also nobody cares, like you don't, even if you look different, like nobody cares. Whereas in China, it was like immediately like pointed out and you're just like, ah, I don't need a personality. I can, you know, people just expect me to be like American, so like, I'll just be that. But then here it's like, oh, like, who am I? What do I have? You know, like,
oh, I see your point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had to like figure that out for myself, and also kind of figure out like, who are the people that I really want to hang out with and spend time with?
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Yeah, like when I came here, since I was doing sports, I hung out with a lot of kind of like the sport squad, and they were all really good at school.
The jocks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they all were very like pretty and that kind of thing. And you know, just kind of like, you know, like, they were nice, like mainstream, like like popular girls, I guess, and they were nice, but it was so hard for me to hang out with them because I couldn't talk about stuff that I like enjoyed, you know, like if I talk about like comic books or whatever, I feel like I would get a weird look and people would just be like, oh, that's cool for you, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, so even though I kind of like fit in with them in terms of I was doing sports and I like I guess like dress somewhat like them and look somewhat like them, it was so hard to hang out with them. But I kind of
yeah, I feel
yeah, yeah, like I kind of figured out later on, wow, these are not my people, you know, and I started going to a comic book studio and hanging out with all of the like really diverse and interesting people there.
Yeah.
And it just made me happier. And it's like, ah, like this is, you know, this is where I'm at. So that was a challenge to figure out, I guess.
Yeah, I think just trying to fit in, especially in high school, it's kind of, I think, something everyone goes through. And yeah, it's always tough. I've been there too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, challenge for me, like, I was kind of sick in my sophomore year of high school, and I had to kind of like, it's not really a gap year, but I had to take like 3 months off of school. And yeah, I think that was probably the biggest challenge I had, because I remember I was trying out for this varsity volleyball team. And I literally worked so hard in the summer. Like, I would take an hour long metro ride to the gym in our school to like make it to the trainings and everything. And I got in eventually, like, thankfully, and I was so happy. And then,
yeah,
that happened. And I had to just fly back to Korea. And I was
you even flew back to Korea. Jeez.
Yeah. I had to, like, I was hospitalized. So like, I had to go back.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. that was pretty tough.
That's a big thing right there. I'm glad you made it out though. Like,
yeah, I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah. Jeez. That's awesome.
Mm-mm. Glad I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's that.
You just mentioned the whole like getting up to do like volleyball thing. And then I remembered like, for tryouts, I had to get up, go to school at 4:30 in the morning, before school started, to do endurance, like fitness testing.
Oh God.
And like we would do, first we would do like, I forgot what it was called, but we had to like basically like sprint laps and then do suicides. And there was even this thing called the barf box.
Barf box?
Yeah, because you would like throw up. Yeah, oh, I was like thrown up during practice.
Also, it was like intense cardio thing.
Oh my gosh, I was in the best shape of my life.
Missed those days.
Because, there was a point where I wasn't, like, I was never the best at endurance on the team. I was better at, like, sprinting and quickness and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a point where I could run 3 miles at, like, an 8-minute, 20-second pace.
What?
For all three. Like, and I still wasn't like good enough. Like my dad would take me to the gym, and that's the like marine fitness test. Like it's like 3 miles and like 8 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like I could do that, but I still wasn't good enough, like endurance wise, on the team.
Wow, the standards is very high.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. It's okay. I made up for it in other ways.
You're good. But
yeah, that was definitely a big challenge, like realizing, oh my God, my endurance is not good enough and I have to like do my own thing. Like I have to do something about it. So yeah, that's it. That's all. That's all that reminds
me. I mean, endurance and cardio and everything. I remember, because you guys, it's kind of like a professional thing, right? Almost. I don't know. It's more professional than us here, obviously. But.
Yeah, like we, like I said, my coach was, you know.
Yeah.
Very, like the highest level of professional soccer you could get. And we weren't the highest. I think above our league was Olympic Development.
That is pretty high still.
we weren't the highest. But above our league was like Olympic Development. And you know, these girls were running like 6 minutes and 30 seconds was an average mile time on the team. Yeah. And we had like, I think 2 hours or 2.5 hours of practice. And it was like 3 times a week. And we would specifically have, okay, today is going to be endurance day. Like, you are just going to be running. Like, you're going to touch the ball for like 30 minutes, you know?
It's literally like athlete training almost.
Yeah, it was exactly like that. Like, oh my God, our coach was crazy. So she was pregnant. This is the like ex national team coach. She was pregnant with her kids.
Right.
Really pregnant. But she was like, okay, guys, we're going to go out on a Saturday and we are going to run. And she ran with us
with the
like
baby.
While pregnant, and she beat everybody. Like, she just, it was insane. I was like,
My God, carrying another human being in her body. She just beat everyone.
Yeah. And she was like, come on, let's go, guys. And I'm like struggling. Oh my God. And she's like, I don't know, like 6 months, dude. 7 months, like she was far along, and she was like still beating everybody. It was insane. Yeah, we did a lot of endurance training and like going to the gym and that kind of thing. So
can't imagine. I remember our school, like girls team, our worst thing was cardio.
Really?
Cardio should be like the fundamentals of everything.
It
right?
is like that's,
but ours was bad. Yeah, so so you just rest is in imagine.
Like that, it's so important because even if you're good, if another team can outrun you, then like you're just not up to standard. So that's why all of the coaches were so like adamant about cardio. Mm. They were like, you have to get it done, otherwise we will lose. And
it's fact.
It is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next one. What are the core beliefs and value that you pride yourself in? Core beliefs.
Like for myself or just how I view the world?
I think for yourself. We could do both if you want, but
okay. Yeah. I'll just say for myself, because I don't know like whether this is important to everybody, but
okay.
I'm going to say a core belief that I have learned that I didn't always have is like conflict between people is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary, but it is okay. And if it has to happen because you need to like assert your own self-worth and understand that you are just as good as anybody else, then it's okay. Like that is something that I hold for myself that I have come to learn. Like, you're just as good as anybody else. Like, don't let people walk all over you.
Amen. That is true.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Thank you. Do you want me to like elaborate on how I came to that?
You can if you want.
Well, I don't know how much time we have, so like
we have all the time we have. I could just like,
all right.
I got the editing, it's okay.
Okay. I mean, if you want me to, if you think it'll like...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So when I first moved here, like I said, didn't really know who I was. And I think when I was at SMIC, I was a pretty like outgoing kid.
Yeah. You were the fun one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was outgoing and I was pretty like unapologetically me, I think. After I moved here, that totally changed. I was like quiet. Which is like, can you believe? But I was like quiet and I just did not like confrontation. So even if people said like really awful things to me, I was just like, it's fine. Like, it's your fault.
Oh.
There's a reason why they're saying that about you, you know? And I had this like friend who was like kind of me, but like in my mind better in all ways. Like, she was also mixed, but like she was really pretty and she was like nationally ranked for swimming.
Holy crap.
I wasn't nationally ranked for shit, but yeah. She was nationally ranked for swimming. She was super smart, like took all the APs and that kind of thing. And I was always chasing, like I felt like I was always chasing after her to be my friend. Like, I would have to be the one to reach out, even though like we were kind of like soulmates, you know, like our brains just like connected. We knew what the other was thinking, but I would always have to chase her, and it felt like she didn't care about my friendship, and that hurt really bad, because this was like, you know, this was like I said, like, you know, like soulmate, like we understand each other, and like, I'll get you the way nobody else can, like right now. So it was like hurtful to me. I didn't understand what I was doing.
Dude, that's awful.
Yeah, like I felt so bad about it, and I didn't know what to do, and it really affected my self-worth, like, oh, like, you know, like she knows she's better than me, and I know she's better than me, and that's why she's treating me this way, like,
it's just what it is.
But after a while I was like, you know what, like this isn't making me happy, so I just stopped like hanging out with her, texting her, whatever. And then I, you know, gradually like got more self-confidence as I like stopped thinking about the situation. And then I believe senior year we kind of met up again because we were both in conservatories. I was in art and she was in humanities. And we kind of were like, hey, like let's talk about this. Like I was like, I want to talk to you about this. And at this point, like I was no longer like, oh, she's, you know, better than me or whatever. At this point I was like angry. I was like, who do you think you are? Like, how can you do this?
Wait, so did she know she kind of did the bad thing here?
So yeah. She was like, actually, I thought you were better than me. Oh. And I would see you like walking around and talking to so many people and like saying hi to them, or whenever we walked around, people would always like recognize you and say hi to you. Mm. And I felt like you were just going to leave me for another friend.
Oh.
So I was like super shocked by that, because, you know, I would never like do that, but also like it was the other way around. I mean,
Smig Maya would do that.
Wait, what? Really? I'm just a social butterfly. I was just surprised by what she said, and it doesn't like excuse what she did. Yeah. You know, looking back on it, like that doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you do that? But it also kind of like, I was like, okay, this matter is concluded. I know what I'm gonna get from this person. And like, I to be honest, I don't care about their opinion about me anymore. Like,
yeah,
I'm glad I could figure out what it was, but like, I don't need this to move on. You know, like I've already kind of moved on. So yeah. What was your original question again? I forgot.
It was like core beliefs.
Yeah. Self-worth is important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, sometimes you just got to be the bigger person and just let it go.
Yeah. I didn't like get mad at her for that. I was just like, okay, well, if you ever want to hang out with me, like you can. I'm not going to chase after you ever again. Like I don't want to be in your orbit, because she had like this, she was like the center, you know, and like everyone just kind of, I was like, I'm not going to do that for you.
Yeah.
You want to hang out with me, you reach out to me, I'm open, but like, I'm not going to do this again. And we just went our separate ways.
Yeah. I think there's always like those type of people in like any social group.
Like the people who know they're the center of attention.
Like who know they're, you know, getting the spotlight all the time. All right, let's just do the next one. Okay, what makes you feel alive, happy, and fulfilled?
Oh, man. I actually, like, recently found this out during quarantine. I did not, like, know this, but honestly, like, doing nerdy shit makes me happy.
Oh.
Like, even the smallest thing. Like, okay, this sounds so bad. It's being, like, recorded and everything, but for all of you listeners out there, I am like, I play video games. I play Dungeons and Dragons.
Ooh.
I play like Magic the Gathering. I, you know, read comics. I draw, like all of these kind of nerdy things. And I, you know, like because of quarantine, every day is like a monotony. Like it's just like, you know, but if I get like new Dungeons and Dragons dice, or I'm playing with friends and I had a really like fun time, or I get a new comic, I'm just so excited and I'm so happy. And it really like makes me feel good, because I'm like, wow, like I enjoy this so much. Yeah. You know, like it's just so cool.
It's the small things in life.
It is. Like, yeah. I'm currently moderating a zine, and I'm participating in another zine.
And I have no idea what that means. Would you like to elaborate?
Sure. So a zine, for all you non-nerds out there, is basically like a fanzine, I guess you would say, is basically a book that is printed that has like maybe like fan art of a specific like topic or a specific theme. Mm-hmm. And then even like fiction, like even writing, like that kind of thing. And you also print and make merch, mm-hmm. like keychains, whatever, like all this kind of thing. And so I'm doing one right now that I'm moderating for the first time.
Wow.
Which is very cool, because I'm doing the Twitter for it. So I've got to check like our analytics and everything and figure that out. And I'm also the graphic design mod.
Oh,
one
wow.
of the graphic design mods. Hey. So I'm doing illustrations. Yeah. And I'm so proud, because like all the other mods are like, oh my God, this is so successful. Like, because, you know, I made sure the illustrations were really good, because a big thing about zines is you have to market them, otherwise nobody's going to buy them, and they're expensive to make.
I see.
Yeah, so we got like, we're at nearly 150 followers on Twitter, and it's been like 3 weeks since I like opened it. That's what a zine is. And wait, what was the question again?
What makes you happy?
Yeah, so doing things like this, having a project, makes me happy.
Right.
And also like having, I think this is important for everybody overall. I'm really championing self-worth here, but like knowing that you like these things, and it's okay to like these things, even though you look like you're not into this, or you feel like you shouldn't be into this because you also want to be something else. Knowing that it's okay, and knowing like just like being in the enjoyment of it, that is what is going to make you happy. Like just being okay with being happy will make you happy, if that makes sense at all.
No, totally. Like, words, for real. Dude, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's kind of different from, actually, no, like, what I came up with was, like, I think this applies to everyone, honestly, but I feel happy when I, like, feel validated by other people, and when, you know, my hard work is recognized, you know? Yeah, again, like, this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's not that big, but still,
oh,
like,
my gosh, don't sell yourself short. It's amazing.
No, it's really not that big.
No, it's but, like, cool.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. But, like, just, you know, feeling, just getting those, like, feedbacks from people just kind of makes my day, you know what I mean?
I mean, like, you put so much work into it, and, like,
yep.
I think it's just it's a cool idea. And I don't know if I ever like said this to you while we were kids.
While we were kids.
We were like,
right, we're adults then. Now.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna be turning 20 next year. Like, how crazy is that? But like you were literally the kindest person in our grade.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That was my impression of you. Like, you were the kindest, sweetest person.
Oh, my God.
In our grade. Like, you made everybody else around you feel happy. Aww. And, like, honestly, I didn't know you that well. Like, we didn't talk about deep things.
Yeah.
But I also knew that, like, you would be cool with it. You wouldn't tell anybody. Like, you were a very trustworthy person.
Oh my God,
to so me sweet. And I didn't even you know talk to you that much. So I think it's cool you're doing this podcast, because like it fits. I see it. Like,
yeah, thank you,
you're doing great. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hey, these type of things make me happy, okay?
Well, there you go. I'm glad I could brighten your...
Yeah, thank you. All right, next one. Yes. Do you have any limiting beliefs you know you need to destroy? Limiting beliefs.
Limiting belief. Oh, that is such a good question. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Oh. Should I go first?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. So, like, sometimes I still think of myself as a younger version of myself. I don't know if that makes any sense. So, like, you know, like, we all mature and, like, transform, mm-hmm. right, as time passes. And there's definitely, like, a lot of good qualities we gain mm-hmm. throughout the process. But sometimes I still think of myself as that immature Helen that, like, who was, like, wasn't capable of doing, like, a certain thing. So sometimes I would just have this mindset of, oh, I can't do this because I've always been bad at it. Or, like, oh, I used to hate this so much. I'm probably still going to hate it. So I'm not going to even like step foot into it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Those
things would just, I don't know, like limit myself in general. Like I could have done more things if I hadn't had this mindset.
I see. I think that's like, wow. Like, I think a lot of people are held back by that. So don't, you know, mm-hmm. let it worry you, but yeah. That's pretty profound.
I mean, I'm getting better at it, but kind of,
that's all we can ask for, you know, mm-hmm. like just trying to get better. I'm like, I changed a lot after I left. I became like really a perfectionist. Like I had to do everything and be good at everything. Mm. And I think that kind of like limits me now, like this idea that like I have to be perfect, and also I can't step out of my comfort zone. Like I can't, you know, go do fun things because what if XYZ, and like that kind of thing. Like that's pretty limiting to me, I would say. Like I wouldn't go out with friends if I was like, I'm not feeling it. I wouldn't like push myself to do more. Mm. So yeah, like I would be afraid to even try because I would fail. Mm. Like I would expect that I would fail.
Yeah, I think we're on like the same track here. Like
Yeah. But it's getting better. Like I said, I'm doing my stuff, you know. I was like, screw it, and I went out and got myself a job. For the summer. So cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I during school, like during quarantine, my dad like was like, dude, you can make money like off your artwork, like just do it. And I was like, oh, fine. And I gave mm-hmm. in. But mm-hmm. I actually like, oh, I did pretty well for myself. I just like went on Fiverr. I was like, hey, I'll draw your like D&D characters or whatever. And I was making like a decent amount of money. So I really am grateful to other people showing me like stepping in when I think that I can't do it, and mm-hmm. them being like, just do it. Like, it's okay if you fail. Nobody's gonna care, nobody's gonna see it, and it doesn't matter. Honestly. You know, like mm-hmm. yeah
I guess we're moving on. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Next one would be, think of some times where you did something that scared you or which you never thought you could do. How did you feel afterwards?
Well, that would have to be like the whole like putting myself out there for like working off commissions and that kind of thing. I did not think I was good enough to do that because I hadn't been drawing long enough. So that was pretty scary. And then also with the zines, I've never done any zine before. I've never even like participated in them. I only figured out what they were like months ago. I wasn't into that. And I didn't really know what they were. Mm-hmm. But surprisingly enough, I applied to be a moderator for one, and I got in, and I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to like market this. I don't have any experience. Like, I don't have any, you know, like management experience, project management experience. I don't know about like shipping and financing and that kind of thing. But I am proud of how I just kind of like faked it till I made it. Like, I was just like, you know what? I have a cool idea for this. Like, here's what I'm going to do. Here's the color palette that I'm going to like base this off of. We're going to do chromatic effects for the like text, and that is going to be like our trademark for this. I want it to be like, I want it to look sharp, I want it to look juicy, and I'm just gonna like go for it. And you know, like, I have belief. Yeah, like,
it turned out well.
It did, it did. Yeah. So that was something about overcoming a challenge, I guess.
You're so cool.
I am.
For real, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't hear that enough.
For me, it would be I always liked performing and just singing. I think I just like, I feel like I just like being on stage or something. I like getting people's attention. Cool. It sounds so weird, but
I like people's attention.
I like getting people's attention. I'm attention whore. Just kidding.
So did you like do like singing lessons? Because
you did?
Yeah. I did. Wow. I still kept doing piano, and then I did like vocal.
Well. Oh, I didn't really get lessons, but I was in the vocal band, not vocal band,
choir,
singing club. There was we had a singing club.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So we would perform in like prom or like winter formal, you know, those like events the school held. We would perform in there, and at first I was obviously, I didn't have the guts to actually like sign up for it, so I joined with my friend. So we did a duet. I think it was like freshman year or something. I cringed so hard. It was bad. It was bad, basically. But I think that was like a good first step towards like.
Like, it can't get any worse than this. So yeah, just gotta like keep going.
Exactly. And then I just kind of, I don't know. And then I kind of like had a break. I just didn't really go to their meetings and anything
because you were so mortified by what happened the first time.
Yeah, that too. And also, I don't know, I kind of forgot about it, to be honest. And then like in the junior year, I kind of rejoined and did some performances, and you know, it felt awesome. So good, like, just,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
Yeah, so that was pretty.
So we gotta go because I have to visit Korea. I have to go.
Why?
Because of the food. Food is really good. And I have a lot of friends there too, and actually the weirdest thing, I picked up some Korean just from listening to you guys like be annoyed at each other, and also like for some reason all my friends here are like Koreans too, so I picked some up.
Oh really?
Yeah, I picked some up, and I'm like, oh, you know what, like, if I gotta learn another language, like, why not? There's an alphabet, at least. It's better than Chinese. So
the Chinese is
so hard. Man, it's so hard. But yeah, like, I definitely want to go to Korea, and when I do, we'll go sing karaoke together.
Definitely. And I'll give you a food tour.
Yes, please do. Yes. I really like, I love the food.
Yes, so. I'll plan this entire like list of good restaurants to bring you to.
Let's go. I can't promise I'll be good at singing like any of the K-pop songs.
Bro,
but
I'm not professional here either. I just like singing. I just enjoy. Okay.
I can jam.
Yeah, we could jam. Yeah. I mean, after COVID, I mean, I don't even know at this point. Is it ever going to end? But
I think like by next summer, I really want to plan to like go teach English in Korea or Japan, because I want to learn another language. So Korea's easier for me because I think the language comes more naturally, and especially like pronunciation and that kind of thing. Plus all my friends are there,
right?
So I'm really looking towards Korea, but I think by next year it should be okay.
Yeah, I'll be waiting.
I mean, look, if it's Japan too, like, flights from Korea to Japan are so cheap, you know.
True. Yeah, all right. Now we're on to the last question. Ooh. Yes, yes. All right, last question is, how have you learned to love and accept yourself over the past few years? I think all of these questions kind of connect.
They do. We've touched upon it a bit. I think number one is figuring out your self-worth, like knowing that, you know, like there is something to you that is worthwhile. Like I said, I didn't have anything to my identity. I felt like that I was confident in beyond being mixed. Like that's it. Like I felt like that was my identity when I was in China. But coming here and then realizing, oh no, I'm actually into this kind of thing. And like, I'm actually this way when I talk to people, or these are my values and these are my beliefs. That's kind of like important to self-worth. Like realizing, here are the good things about me, here are the bad things about me. And the only thing I can do is try to change them. So that's like the emotional side of self-worth, accepting like both the good and the bad.
True.
And realizing like the bad is not so bad, you know?
Definitely.
And like the second thing that helped me a lot was like, I didn't think that I was like, this is bad, but every girl goes through this, I think, or everyone goes through this. I didn't think I was like pretty at all. I didn't like,
oh come on.
I didn't have
so beautiful, what the heck.
Thank you. No, you're just saying that because you're my friend. Everyone's gonna go look up my Instagram now.
Maya Hager.
I didn't think I was pretty, especially compared to like the US standard. You know, like everyone was like tall, California blonde. Standards. Yeah, all the girls on my soccer team, like all like really fit, and you know, yeah. I did not think I was pretty at all. But surprisingly enough, I actually started getting back into Asian culture, and I did listen to K-pop because my friends were into it, and I was like, wow, like. These people are like gorgeous, you know, and this works so much better for me. Like this type of like attractiveness, I guess, works so much better for me than trying to like make myself all tan and like bleached blonde, you know, like I feel closer to this culture, like not Korean culture, but like Asian culture in general. I feel closer to this and I feel more confident in this. Than like American culture. And then, you know, I told you that I kept running and I lost a lot of weight. I think you remember I was a little like chubby when I left.
I mean, it's like I was pretty chubby too.
No, I was chubby, but it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I would say for anybody, exercising is so important to your health.
So important. It's so important. Watching out what you eat.
Yeah, I started like really, really watching what I was eating, and I think definitely. Over quarantine, I lost like another 8 pounds.
Oh my!
Like of fat.
How did you do that?
Teach me. I go on a like 3 mile run every other day, and I do like strength, so like. Sit-ups, push-ups, that kind of thing.
Core.
Yeah, and I eat. I really watch what I eat. I have like
I think that's the most important.
Yeah, I have a tracker for like, I should not be eating more than this amount of fat or this amount of protein. Because it was important to me. I did not like the way I looked. I didn't like the way I fit into clothes and that kind of thing. But yeah, after I started doing that, things have been improving. Markedly, let's put it that way. But it's not just like the physical change or adhering to a beauty standard. Like that's dumb. Don't think about that. It's more the feeling that you, even if you got nothing else accomplished today, at least you made healthy choices. Like at least you did this thing that was hard.
Right.
And you can feel like good in yourself. You can feel proud of yourself. Everyone should like try it is my final thing. Like
being,
yeah, accomplishing things is definitely conducive to your self-worth.
Yeah, that was pretty much what I was going to say too, like, just, you know, watch out what you eat, like, try to balance, you know, yourself. I think,
yeah,
you just feel very accomplished afterwards and, like, you feel good. You could feel that you're getting healthy in general.
And that's, like, recognition that only comes from you, you know? Like, you don't need anybody else for that. Like, I'm very of the mindset that, like, confidence is something only you can give yourself. No matter what other people say, even if other people say, oh, you're so good at this, or oh, like, you look so good, and that kind of thing, if you don't believe it, like, how is that gonna change anything?
Yeah, that is so true,
right? Like,
for real.
And if even if other people don't say that to you, like, if nobody ever says to you, oh, like, you're great and you do this, if you say it to yourself, why do you need other people to say it to you, you know?
Like, wow. A lot of inspirational things today from my eyes.
That's me. Inspirational and perspirational.
Awesome. Yeah, another thing is, like, I unfollowed a bunch of, like, celebrities on Instagram.
Really? Which ones?
I used to honestly have Instagram just to follow celebrities, to be honest. But I don't know, like, models and a lot of K-pop and, like, Korean actors.
Who do you stan? Who's your K-pop
star? I really like BTS.
You and everybody else. I actually haven't listened to BTS too
much. You should.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I actually like a lot of K-pop. Like, I dabble a lot.
I honestly, like, I was almost like, you know what, maybe I'll go do the music videos for K-pop because
I was actually thinking the same, because I'm studying, like, films kind of right now. So, like, I was like, I really want to try that, but it looks so tough though.
It's hard, but, like, the thing that, like, drew me to it is I love how, like, corporate and commercialized it is. I think it's, like, incredibly smart marketing, because the, like, music is not offensive. Like, just the beat is not offensive. Like, it's just, like, catchy. It may not be the most meaningful or whatever, but it's, like, catchy. The people are like, look at these, like, stunning, how can you not, you know, like it? So I think it's, like, oh, smart marketing, like, let me get in on that, like.
Honestly, it's there's this phrase in Korea, like, they say, you don't listen to K-pop, you watch K-pop. It's all visual. Like, just everything that, you know, like, the makeup, the costume, the choreography, like, just so many things.
I feel like, since we're on the topic of self-confidence, like, K-pop can be good in the sense where it's like, it motivates you to, like, want to do better. I think, like, oh, like, I want to look like that, and I'm going to, like, take care of myself so that I can, or, you know, that kind of thing. But I think it's also, like, kind of tough. Like, it's tough mentally. Like, what you said about unfollowing, like, unfollowing the celebrities. Oh my God. There are so many times where I, like, wake up and I'm like, people don't look like this in real life. You know, like, it's unrealistic. And I've heard from my friends, which has been really sad, my friends here, they're all, like, art students. They're such lovely people, and they're so, like, uniquely pretty, you know, and they when they go to Korea, they don't, like, people, like, look at them differently, and you know, like, it's because it's such a, like, narrow band, or, like, narrow standard, and it's kind of perpetuated by, like, K-pop. So
I actually did touch on this my previous episode where I talked about K-pop. So yeah, it's just, I feel like the standards here is very, like, up there, and I don't know,
that's why I'm terrified to go.
Because this is actually my first time ever living in Korea, because I've always been, like, abroad. So, like, honestly, at first I was also kind of intimidated, because, like, the way I dress, maybe right now, like, I kind of, you know, changed.
No, you look cute, you look great. You look gorgeous.
But like when I first got here, I was honestly very intimidated. Like, what if they judge me because I look, I don't know, like I don't wear makeup or, you know, whatever. I do wear makeup now, but like back then I didn't, and just everything. Yeah.
Well, compared to like the vibe at SMIC, the same thing happened to me. Like I look so frumpy when I came to the US. I didn't know how to dress myself. Cause like at SMIC, you just wear SMIC whatever is your
hoodie.
Yeah. You wear whatever your mom bought you from Taobao. God damn it. Like that's what you wear.
Oh God. Exposed.
Yeah. I mean, and then, you know, when you move somewhere and everyone else seems to be on another level, like,
yeah, definitely.
That's why I want to go to Korea because of the food, but I'm also scared because of the like popular culture. Like they're all gonna be like,
but I feel like
you're not good enough.
I feel like it's also very generalized. Like, to be honest, I think it's all in your head. Like, I don't think a lot of people, you know, people don't care about you. They're just too busy like caring about themselves. You know what I mean?
That's true. Uh-huh.
So you'll be fine. It's okay. Also, you look good.
Why you?
Oh my God, we're just like, we're like nonstop complimenting each other.
Yes, cross complimenting. Thank you though.
Oh God.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today. Actually, I have another segment.
Sure.
Music segment where we recommend music.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, like what kind of music?
Any. Just like one song.
Okay. Your pick. All right. My favorite song that I like to vibe to is one that is well known. So I'll find another one if you already know it. But I really love The Less I Know The Better by Tame Impala.
I love that one.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else have I been feeling recently? Oh, have you watched Adventure Time? Like Obsidian?
I only watch like clips of it from like YouTube. I'm not really like familiar with it.
Well, first of all, Marceline and Bubblegum, super cute.
Is Bubblegum the pink hair? Wait, no.
Uh-huh. Oh. Bubblegum's the pink-haired princess and Marceline's the vampire queen. Okay.
Very cute.
Mm-hmm. And they're so cute. But there's a song in there. It's called Eternity With You. Have you heard that song?
With You? Nope, I haven't.
It's so cute. It's so like, I love the voice too. Like it's so unique. I've been drawing and listening, to that. So what's your recommendation for me?
Oh. let's see my playlist. Stargazing by The Neighborhood.
Stargazing? Okay. Do you want me to listen to it now?
Sure. I mean,
is this off record?
Probably. Or? I'm not gonna put this in copyright.
Stargazing.
Yeah. Anyways, that was fun. How do you feel, Maya? Give us the last words.
This was my first time doing anything like this. And it's kind of weird speaking so honestly about yourself.
Mm.
And like just putting it out there, putting it out into the world.
Yeah.
Have you watched The Midnight Gospel?
Nope.
On Netflix? So it's actually a podcast that is animated and it's so surreal. It's so surreal. And like it's like the animation is like a weird, crazy adventure and you have no idea what the fuck is even happening.
Oh, wow.
But then the podcast is talking about like spirituality and like you know, like even like medical marijuana or that kind of thing, like hallucinations, like that kind of thing. Like it's like I don't know how to explain.
What is it called? Again? Midnight,
The Midnight Gospel. It's on gospel. Netflix. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking like, that out. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of reminded me, I guess. Mm-hmm. Just reminded me of it. But yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Thank you for being here.
No problem. Thank you for staying up so late to
this is my prime time.
Oh really?
Yes, I don't sleep early. It's okay.
Well, I wish we could talk more, but I don't know, like I want to like
maybe after my exams because I have
much
to do. Oh my God, so screwed.
We should get like squad
Yeah, we should definitely do like a group call.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. You don't have to say anything. I don't know how to end this. Every single.
Hey, it was a cool time. We had fun. We talked about self-confidence, and I know you have the self-confidence to end this just straight up and not even worry about it.
Yeah, okay.